Blog Talk Radio.
Everywhere in Florida, in Europe, in Iraq, Iran, Israel, Washington State, Oregon, warmest blessings to each and every one of you, and welcome to the Metaphysical Edge. This is Bea, and what a lovely day we're having here in Florida today. Just got a coffee delivery from Walmart. Yep. I am a Walmart shopper, and I don't leave my home. Pretty darn good, huh? Today on the Metaphysical Edge, we're going to have a special guest calling in a short bit. So a very special friend will be joining us and sharing some fun. We're also going to be taking your telephone calls at 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339. And we will get you in our queue to do a free one-question reading. People ask, what's a one-question reading? Because many times what happens is once you have your reading begins, and it turns into more than one question. Well, let's not worry about that. As long as you have one question, that will kick us off, and we'll be able to answer your questions for you as best as we can using our God-given resources, and that's exactly what we use here. There are tools that we can use when we do readings. It depends on what type of reading you're looking for. Many times I rely on my Grand Atiella French and Egyptian tarot deck that was gifted to me almost 40 years ago. I keep that this deck of cards. Sometimes I call it my super deck. But it doesn't matter which way we go, whether we use visions to answer your questions or whether we use cards, we'll definitely have an answer for you. And with that, let's get right on to the program. It looks like our special guest is on hold. Hello, is this our special guest?
I don't know. Maybe. How are you doing this
morning? Good morning, Arkansas.
Yep. The great state yep. has everything.
You know, it really does. I have to say it. That is an awesome state. The only thing missing is the ocean, but you know what? There was an ocean there so many thousands of years ago.
That's true. This was once all underwater at one time. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful area. Everybody, I'd like you to meet Joe Ray. Joe is Crystal Master 55. You'll find him on Facebook. You'll find him in the trenches digging out crystals.
The greatest thing in the world to do. Connect.
Wow, I've been working a lot with those crystals, Joe.
Oh, yeah, y'all found a lot. Y'all had a great time, I know, there was no doubt.
Yeah, it was a blast. It really was. Board Camp Crystal Mine, and they are our sponsors today. In fact, Board Camp Crystal Mine's going to be sponsoring our program. They don't even know it, Joe.
Oh, they don't? All right. Well, I might call them up and be the first one to break the news to them then.
Yeah, I think so. But it's the Board Camp Crystal Mine. Today's program brought to you by the Board Camp Crystal Mine in Mena, Arkansas, M-E-N-A. Arkansas. And if you would like to check them out, and Joe, I think you've checked them out a few times, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I've been up there. Oh, yeah, well, we went up there and stayed for a couple weeks one time. Oh, yeah.
That had to be nice.
When I first met Orville and Cheryl, yeah, it was just like we were complete family. I mean, it was just a great time. And, I mean, they treat everybody that comes up there, they treat everybody up there like their family, you know. I mean, it's a great place. It's great people. I'm getting ready to go back again here real soon.
Don't blame you, because that is it's just such a beautiful area. Words escape me at the moment. That's unusual.
Oh, it is. It's God's country up in that area. I mean, it's just beautiful. You know what I mean? Everything up there is just beautiful. Everything's so green right now. It's just amazing.
But the crystals are what really amaze me. And I've been really working closely with them, and I'm finding very unusual crystals. A lot of penetrator crystals, but with weird points. I found standing record keepers, standing doorways, just these little tiny pieces that are embedded at an angle into the crystal. And to me, I think that's like I've never seen them before. That's like a real unusual, an unusual form for the crystals.
Well, you know, from the first time I went up there and from the first crystals that, I dug out of there, this mine is one of the most prolific mines that I've actually ever been in. Because, I mean, when you walk into this mine, or when I walk into even when I pull up the driveway, the power that comes from this area, I think there's a vortex area real close there. There's a whole lot needs to be done up there. And, the crystals that come out of there, they're, each one is so special because, I mean, they're definitely not like the crystals that I've dug in any other mines. I mean, they are a little smaller, but let me tell you, they hold so much power and they resonate with you so well. I mean, when you pick the right crystal for you, it'll be an amazing experience, I think.
I agree with that. I truly do. And I've got crystals from other mines up that way, and I've got crystals from Tibet and from Brazil, and none of them seem to resonate with the same power as the Arkansas crystals. They're light, they're bright, but they're energetic. I mean, you can feel them when you touch them. And it's like the ground vibrates up there.
Yeah, well, exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean, it does. I mean, if you go up there enough and you get the understanding and the feeling of the whole place, when you walk from different areas, as you've already done, you can definitely feel power shifts everywhere up there. It's just, just amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing. It's a sacred space.
What's really great about this place is when they have a concert up there and you can sit up there and dig crystals and listen to live music. Oh, my God. It doesn't get much better than that. Unless you
have a
beer with you.
The margaritas. Yeah, that's a county, though. I was surprised to hear that. I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not where Mena is, not where Board Camp is, but Mount Ida, a different county.
Yeah, right. It's in Montgomery County. And I think Mena is in Polk County.
It's all a lovely, lovely area. And for sure, Joe, meeting you was a real thrill, I have to say, and Orville and Cheryl. And you're 100% right. They make you feel like you've known them all your life, and perhaps we do. I really believe that we get put into circles for a reason, for a purpose. Our lines, our orbit lines, intersect with other folks. And when we do that, we end up with new friends, new family members that we haven't seen in lots of lifetimes.
That's right. I mean, it's exactly true. Because, I mean, Yeah, you know, it, like I said, when I first met Orville and Cheryl, I mean, it was, I mean, I, well, I was going up there to do a sizzle reel for a reality show. And when I told them about it, you know, I mean, they looked at each other and, you know, it was just that quick because they both turned around and looked at me and they said, let's do it. I mean, it was just that fast. I mean, and, you know, we bonded then and Mary was with me then and Cheryl and Mary, oh, my gosh, they were friends from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, family. I believe you, family. I think it's a wonderful experience, and if anyone lives within driving distance to Arkansas, you want to check out the folks, the Murphys, at Board Camp Crystal Mine. Lovely bunch of people. Hey, Jill, I got a few callers on the phone. Would you like to do some calls with me?
Well,
would you like to?
If I can answer anything, I don't know. I might not be able to, but sure.
You know, you might have a hit, and if you do, because you really are the crystal master, honestly. I mean, the crystals speak to you. So maybe if you grab a crystal, you might be able to hear something.
I've got crystals with me all the time. They're in my
lap.
Yay! They're by my my house is full. Well, you know.
Yeah, I saw. I love your little your shop. Your shop is awesome. That's a real powerful place. Well, we've got Michael on the line. Hey, Michael, how are you doing? Join in the chat.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. How can we help you today?
Well, I was offered a sales position yesterday, and I think I'm going to accept it today. And I just kind of want to get some insight on that in regards to, I know it's going to take care of what I need for over the next, you know, month or two, but just kind of want to see some direction in that position.
The first hit I get, Michael, is to keep yourself open for endless possibilities. This job is almost magical for you. So be playful, enter it with a playful heart, stay open to change, and stay open for new ideas. They're looking to unleash you, is what I'm getting. Unleash the magic that you have inside your heart. You're very creative, and you have a unique way of doing things. This is at least the first hit that I'm getting. I don't know if my friend Joe has anything to add, but I'd like to invite Joe, if he has a feel for that or not.
Well, you know, I mean, whenever I look at changing jobs, I have to, there's lots of things I have to look at all, you know, that, because, well, I hadn't worked for anybody in like 25 years, so it would be different for me. But, I mean, really study the situation over good and think about it real hard, because, I mean, lots of things can change so fast that you just don't really know. So, I don't know. I'm not sure of what you should do at the time. I mean, if you're happy going with you know what you think, you should always go with your intuition. The gut feeling, it usually never lets you down, what I've always learned.
You know, there's some truth.
There's
some truth to that, Michael, is to pay attention to how your tummy feels, your belly. And
absolutely.
I think that's good advice for sure. But I'm seeing the change, Michael. I definitely see the change. And I see a move, too, which is a possibility in six. So that's telling me within the next 6 months there is a possibility that you'll move for the job.
Oh, interesting. And would that be out of state?
That's what it looks like to me. It looks like it would involve some traveling.
Okay. And, wow, I'm curious. I'm in Arizona now. Would that have anything to do with Vegas?
Let me just take a look with that, because the way I'm getting is that the opportunities, and Vegas definitely is an opportunity, will produce generous results.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah, Yeah, it is pretty interesting. Well, Michael, I wish you good luck, and I hope you keep in touch with me. I'd like to know how things are, how things go with this new position. You're definitely going to hear from them tomorrow, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, no, well, I'm accepting that. I'm accepting the offer today because they offered it to me right on the spot.
Good, good, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck,
thank
with
you.
It. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to go to Laura. Laura, you're on the air. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful today. Thank you for asking. I hope you can hear me okay because I'm using the telephone. Next week, I hope that I'll have my main computer fixed so I can get back to the microphone and not sound like I'm talking through a tin can.
I hear you just fine.
Good.
I have a question about a permanent full-time position. Do you see that coming my way?
Wow, a lot of anxiety on your job front. That's what I'm seeing. A lot of people that are just, I want to say misbehaving. They seem to me that they're acting very young and amateur. And a move is going to do you a world of good, and it's definitely coming.
Mm.
What I'm being told is to tell you to look out for yourself, okay? Watch your own back because nobody is going to watch it for you. I don't know how this fits into your question, but this is what I'm getting. I'm getting that you are at the right place at the right time to implement the right change.
Wow, okay. I don't know what that means.
I was hoping you did.
Well, I'm on a contract, but I'm looking to get into a permanent position somewhere. So I've been applying to other companies. I just was hoping you were going to be able to tell me that something else is coming.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. I just see that where you are is, even though you're on a contract, it's like they have you with golden handcuffs. And I'm getting that will change. And I get a change in 7, so that's telling me about 7 weeks. So within the next 2 months, there's going to be a change.
Oh, okay.
Joe, do you have anything to add? I know that's a toughie.
That's probably out of my line right there. I wouldn't know. Well, like I say, I always go with my gut instinct. That's where I, for the good Lord, Mother Earth, nature. That's what everybody tells me. Work with what your body tells you. So that's where I work.
I like that.
So I don't know how that would, help her out. But, I mean, like I said, trust your body. Trust what it tells you.
And how it feels.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot of around your job.
There is. It's just, I just need to get out and move on. I definitely do.
Yeah. Yeah, but change, Laura, change is coming. Give it about 2 months. Within 2 months, I'm seeing good change. Be open. Try to stay open to what's going on. It just seems, every hit I get on where you are now just seems to be not so much negative, but pulling, like it pulls on you emotionally, and that makes it really tough. So I'm kind of that's kind of where I sit on it. I hope that helps you, Laura.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Things are moving right along, my friend. we've already got almost half the show is gone. You know, I'm sitting in my office here. I moved back into my office, even though the microphone and computer isn't working. I still moved back into the studio here, and I'm surrounded by all these wonderful stones. Joe, some of the ones that I got from Boyd Camp Crystal Mine were white quartz.
Right.
But with unusual patterns.
Well, like I say, Boyd Camp Crystal Mine is absolutely a different place of digging than any other crystal mines in that area. I mean, it is set aside. I mean, well, like I say, it's a great place for me because I feel the power and the crystals up there. Well, the crystals that I found up there that, you know, they just resonate and they sent so much information to me. And there's also a lot more information that I have to find out with it because, yep, I have the world's largest record keeper that came from Boyd Camp Crystal Mine. So, I mean, there's so much going on up there. You've got lots of stuff there that you found. The one that you have up for your picture on Facebook, that one just amazes me. I'm gonna have
that
to
blows.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try and get that from you.
It won't be too hard.
I love that in my collection.
The beauty, and there's more than that. I have quite a few more than that that have those. They seem to be penetrator crystals. They're another crystal shooting out at a right angle from the side of the crystal.
Well, when you look at those, you've got to look at them real good, and you should always have magnifying eyes on. Because that way, that lets you look inside the crystal, and you can absolutely tell if they are a penetrator. But I've got lots of penetrators from up there, too. I mean, lots of them. Like I said, that place is phenomenal. I mean, I just don't know really what else to say about it. I'm going to get up there and talk to them, and I want to go deeper, a lot deeper than what they probably ever think, but I think there is so much to find underneath there that...
Yeah, 30 foot down, right.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking deeper.
You've
got to
remember, awesome.
I am a crystal miner and a commercial crystal miner, so... Yeah, deep to me, the deeper you go, the better everything gets.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
No matter what you work with. But,
right.
You know, I've done lots of other mining other than crystal and stuff. And, I mean, things only get better the deeper you go because, you know, when you start talking about crystal, because crystal was actually grew. I mean, it grows. People don't really understand that. When you start telling people that, they look at you like you're crazy, and it's like, no, crystal grows. It wasn't formed. It wasn't nothing like that. I said, it grows. And I said, if it tears off the wall, I said, it'll reheal itself and keep growing. I said, it's the most amazing mineral that you'll ever work with because, really, I actually consider crystal a being rather than a mineral. Because it has so many similarities to humans, you know, being able to grow, reheal itself, energy, vibration, frequencies. Oh, it's just mind boggling. I mean, you know, to somebody like me, it just makes my mind go. Yeah, I go off the wall.
It's interesting. I was doing a little research on that, just about what the frequency is. What the hertz would be, like the actual sound wave that comes from the crystal, and it's anywhere from 20 hertz all the way up to like 1800 or so hertz. So, which is why crystal was used in for radio.
Oh, absolutely. Well, radio. Trust me, you have no idea how many times you use crystal every day.
Exactly.
From the time you turn a light bulb on, sandpaper, paint, cell phones, TVs, anything electrical.
Speaking stand in Florida. Serious, our sand is, that's why the sand is fluffy like snow.
Yeah,
it's
squeaks when you walk in it. Oh, I love it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to come down and visit.
We're ready for you. We got the Joe Ray fan club going down here.
All right.
I know. Hey, we've got another caller on the line. Let's get back to our phone lines and bring in some folks.
Okay.
We've got area code 360. Come on in. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just.
You're live and on the air. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm wondering if my son will ever talk to me again.
Yep.
God.
Nope. What I'm getting, he's an angry man.
Yes.
He's an angry man, and it's not your fault. You've given everything that you could possibly give, and I'm getting the feeling that for him, he always wanted more. And that's okay. That's going to change. Let's not go there. Let's go into focusing our energy on the now, because that's the only way you're going to be able to deal with him, is what I'm getting, is focusing on the now. Don't even think about tomorrow or the future. Think about him on a day-to-day basis. This man needs all the help he can get, and he's not taking it. You are connected to him telepathically. So for you, all you need to do is just visualize him surrounded by light. By doing that, it will have an impact on him, and things will begin to change. And I'm seeing that as the encouragement of harmony and cooperation. And as my friend Joe will tell you, who happens to be on the line with us, a crystal, a quartz crystal, is the greatest generator of harmony, literally a generator of harmonics. So, yes, by all means, work with your crystals. If you have a quartz crystal, keep it with you and just continue to visualize holding your son, lifting your son to the highest light. Does that help at all, dear?
Yes.
Can I add something here?
Absolutely. Please do, Joe.
Well, I think what you need to also learn to do is to put a bubble of protection, the golden bubble, a white bubble. It all depends if you want protection or healing power. I mean, you should learn to use a bubble of protection for everything. Anytime I get in my car, I put a bubble of protection on me, as in breakdowns, anything like that, or to protect me from government entities, as in police and stuff like that. You should learn. There's a lot to learn about using bubble of protection, as in healing and taking care of lots of things, too. So that's what I would think you should check into that and learn how to use that.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I hope this has helped you in some way. I'm really pulled toward the crystals for you, dear. That it will be a source of empowerment for you as far as doing things passively to help your son. He won't accept your help, but passive, he'll accept it. If he doesn't, if you're not talking to him, if you're just lifting him to the light. To me, that's a passive way of doing it. I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome. And warmest blessings to you, dear.
Thank you.
Sure.
You,
you know, Joe, I have to agree with you about the bubble of protection. I have a friend, Diana, who very much does that, and she calls it her an egg. That's what she calls it, like, kind of like the Mork and Mindy, you know, the egg.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Nanu, nanu. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, nanu, nanu. You retire to your little egg for, you retreat to your egg. And that's really the way to protect yourself is to just visualize that bubble around you. And
oh,
for those, you know, those you care for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can put the bubble of protection on somebody or the bubble of healing on somebody or whatever you want yourself for everybody. Because, I mean, it's just a show of love. And that's, you know, that's what life's all about. You should share love and make everybody happy that you can. Because life's too short to argue and worry about, you know. I know there are lots of problems out there that, you know, I'm not into, you know, I don't have those lots of problems anymore. But, you know, trust me, I understand lots of problems that people might not ever think. Because I've been there and done it.
Yeah, I know it. I know you have, my friend. But you know what? You're a survivor, just like the rest of us. We're gonna fight tooth and nail to enjoy this gift of life. And that's truly what it is. It's a gift of life. And just like our friend with our last caller with, you know, the problem with her son, the worst hurt is when it's family and that are having problems and you know, you can't do anything about it other than be there.
That's right.
Sometimes just the act of being there is the best we can do. Kind of like that passive, you know, passive assistance, I guess. It's a way of saying it. I'm liking life. I think it's a good place. I think I'll stay for a while. What about you?
Oh, absolutely. I want to be here for a long time because I've got lots to do. I've got lots to tell. And I hope...
Lots to share. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm excited that you're going to come down to Florida and meet your fan club.
Well, I want to go to some of those caves y'all got down there, too. I just, y'all have done wet my whistle on that, so I'm getting excited about that, too.
I think that's going to be awesome. We do have quite a cave system up north and towards the Georgia border. And there, you can go in them, and they're not, you know, they don't keep you out of them. You're allowed to go in them and stuff, but they usually take you down there with a guide. But it's still just a really beautiful place. A great place when the zombie apocalypse comes.
Yeah, I hear you. No doubt the underground, the caves will be some of the safest places, really, no matter what happens, as long as you underground deep enough.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's what, and I hate to bring out my conspiracy theory side, but I will. That's where the government, you know, has their, what do they call that, continuance of government act, where they go to a secure location that's like a mile underground.
Oh, yeah, yeah, up in Colorado. Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt. They've got some big holes up there to hide in.
Yeah, they do. Even in Maryland, I mean, under Camp David, it's connected to Fort Ritchie in Pennsylvania. So I'm sure it probably goes the other way towards the White House or towards Virginia.
Yeah, there's no telling what they've got here. Yeah, because there's still a bunch of the missile silos here in Arkansas where they had the Minuteman missiles.
Yep.
Yeah, people have bought a lot of those and turned them into homes.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Commissioned. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'd love to have something like that. Boy, that'd be fantastic.
That sounds like my friend Heather and her silos. She wants a silo house.
Hey, I wouldn't mind that either. That would be pretty neat, too.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Hey, we've got another call. You say we take this next call?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All righty. Area code 856. Hi, you're live and on the air. B and Joe Ray.
Hi, how are you?
Super. How about you today?
Good. I was just wondering, because I'm a little chaos, like with just finding work and everything else. A lot on my plate. Whatever you can pick up that's coming in the next couple of weeks or whatever it is.
Sure. Let's take a look and see what we got. Okay, are you starting your own business? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm looking for work with a company. Not that
okay.
I know.
Okay. Okay, at some point I'm seeing you in your own business. And I'm getting, well, It looks like it's going to be within the year is how it's coming through. So within the year, I'm seeing you with your own business, and I'm also seeing that your loved ones and people close to you are going to think you're out of your mind. Don't let anybody tell you you're crazy. Follow your madness. Work your passion. That's what I'm being told. And I'm seeing that your inner family relations are on the upswing. I'm seeing time for you to take action against past patterns and get back in touch with family members that were very important to you. I hope that makes sense to you because that's the way it's coming through.
I mean, about a guy that I know for a long time. That's who you mean?
Yeah, it could be. It says inner family, and that could be chosen family as well. What I'm seeing here is a man with long hair. He looks young. He carries a sword, like he's like a soldier guard. Is that man come through?
I know who that is. Blonde hair. Yeah, he passed away years ago.
Okay.
He's related to the guy I'm interested in.
Okay. That man is coming around you, and I feel that that man is going to be instrumental. That spirit, if he's a being, he's still around, and he's going to be interacting in dream state and interacting with you. So this guy that you're interested in, and that's really what this is about, has really confused you and set
mm-hmm.
you in a tizzy. But this other man knows that it's all going to work out okay, and I'm feeling that that's why he's stepping forward.
Got you. Yeah, because the whole family knows me, and their family knows mine.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of history.
Yeah, as soon as you said the sword, I knew the exact picture he had taken of him.
Yeah.
I knew exactly who it is.
Well, beans. Let's ask my friend Joe if he has anything.
Ooh, no, this is the one I probably want to stay out of. And, you know, like I say, I'm sort of lost here, you know.
Yeah, I just came home from that country, so I just came to the state, so I'm letting it all go and let him come to me now because I'm tired of the drama
Good.
That I had.
Good.
I want to cry.
No crying, except unless tears of joy, because I really see you being balanced. I see you being working for the greater good, working to help others. You're very helpful. You're very good with the family. And that's what I was saying earlier about your inner family. You're the gel in that inner family that holds everything together. So don't give up.
Got you. So I guess he's coming around, so don't bother contacting him at all. I just let it go. I did what I had to do and said to him, and I was sitting and I went...
Well, you know what? Sometimes inaction is the best action.
Got you.
That's
so you
true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you do see Joe, him coming around.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe, you had something to add?
No, I just said I agree with you right there. Sometimes inaction is sometimes it's the best thing to do because that can jolt somebody and make them realize things they might not realize.
Yeah,
I like it. Well, I hope we answered your question, dear, and I thank you very much for calling. And if you like, I'll keep you on hold so you can listen to the rest of the program.
Sure. So I
Excellent.
Guess it's soon, all right? I guess it's soon to work.
Oh, gee. Absolute.
Got you. Well, thank you. I'll hold.
Yeah, put your trust in faith, dear.
Got ya. Appreciate it.
You bet. And we'll be moving on to our next caller, And let's see, maybe our next caller. I think so, yes. Area code 917. Hi, 917. How's it going?
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
I'm wonderful. Who do we got on this line? That's a familiar voice.
Tina.
Tina. My friend Tina. Hi, honey.
How are you? And welcome, guest. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Good. That's my friend Joe Ray on the other side of the phone. He's calling in from Arkansas, and he's been helping us today with giving us.
Hey, JR. Hey, JR. Who's that, JR?
JR, yep.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I have a quick question. I would like to ask about Robert. What do you get from my relationship with Robert?
Robert. I see a lady around Robert. What's up with that? Couple of ladies. Yeah. Robert has got let's put it this way. The guy is really ambitious. He's really a type A personality, but he really seems to collect problems with women. And I don't want my good friend Tina being one of those problems. The thing that I'm getting is to let things ride with him, let nature take its course. He's got some issues he's working out, and we don't want him working them out on you.
Oh, what kind of issues?
Just issues, him with throwbacks to mama, throwbacks to problems with women, family members that helped to raise him that just gave him, you know, a lot of grief.
That's true.
A lot of unbalance in his past. But I see he's on the right track, and I feel that he's a good guy. It's never going to be too late for him. There's always the saving grace. But don't push it. That's the only thing. Let nature take its course.
Okay, well, can you tell me my purpose in his life, or what does he perceive about me?
Sure can. The first hit I get is that he sees you as a woman who has a lot to offer. And that kind of bothers me a little bit because it's almost like he feels you're the right picture. You have all the right things, the right accoutrements. And that kind of bothers me that it might be a little shallow. But that's some of the deal that he has to work out. And does he text you a lot?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I see him as a texter, meaning that he can communicate better in the written word rather than the spoken word.
Okay. And my purpose in his life?
Excuse me, dear.
Oh, sorry.
The thing that I get, your purpose in his life is to give him the advantage. Look, the world is shining on you, and he sees it, Robert sees it as the other way around. Okay, Robert sees it as the world shining on him. I hope that makes sense, because that's how it comes through.
Wow, that's deep. So you're saying you were saying if he said I have the right accoutrements, are you saying it's more shallow, or does he see the spiritual part?
Well, I hope he sees both, because there definitely is your spiritual side. I mean, you're one of God's chosen to, to spread the word, to bring people, you know, to joy, to bring people to the happy side of spirituality.
Yeah.
You know, you're a being based in joy, and he's just a lot of work. Robert's a lot of work. But, you know, the desire is there. The thought is there. His feelings for you are there. I feel they're genuine. But the only thing that gets me is that he's just a little on the selfish side, perhaps. is how I'm seeing it.
Oh, he's and selfish. Okay.
A little bit on the selfish side, yeah. And I think that you can, you know, do a lot better not being attached to him right now.
Is he a Scorpio?
Is he a Scorpio?
He's a Capricorn, but he has a lot of Scorpio-ness in him.
It sounds like it. It feels like it too. I mean, I can, you know.
You can relate.
He's shy with me. I'm sorry, he's shy with me.
Wow, Capricorn. Capricorns like you to they like you to stay, to be there. They like you to they like to thing and let you stay and do you and you know, do his thing.
No, you didn't say that, not me.
Not me, I didn't
you
say
said
that.
It so eloquent you said it so eloquently, but yeah, so why is he's shy with me though?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because he doesn't see the balance between you and he. He holds you to a higher degree, a higher level. And that's all going to change for him. And he's not going to have a choice because what do they call that, instant karma? It's going to get you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's good. It's all good, my friend Tina. It's all good. How's your ministry going?
It's going good. I'm a teacher, so I'm off for the summer. So I have been just praying. I've been going to my children's activities. I've been really busy, but I've been praying a lot. So I'm just starting to tune in a little more, and it's exciting. God is cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
You got that right. God is cool. And every day is a beautiful day.
Yes, every day, yes, it is. So are you saying, but now what about long-term for us? Do you see maybe marriage for us? Because I really like him.
I know you do. I know you do. And I feel that there is prosperity, abundance. I feel that there is an intuitive connection. And, yes, marriage is a definite potential. But I don't see that until next year,
okay.
around the middle of next year. So you're looking at a year down the road. But, that'll give him enough time to mature. I must have hit a nerve.
No, we all laugh because we know what's under that.
Yeah.
How can we reach a guest outside of this? He was awesome with his silent self. Awesome. How can
Isn't
we meet
he great?
You, Mr.
J.R.? I know. Joe is awesome.
Yes, Joe. So how can we reach you, Joe, outside of this?
CrystalMaster55@yahoo.com or gmail.com.
CrystalMaster55 at Yahoo or Gmail. Okay.
Right.
Oh,
and you
okay.
can find it on Facebook.
Oh, on Facebook, yeah.
It is
yeah.
Joe.
If you're a Facebooker.
Is
yep.
your last name again on Facebook? Because I just said JR. Is Joe in your last name?
It's on Facebook, I'm under Joe Ray or Crystal Master 55 Enterprises, Inc. Or Gold Dreams Do Come True.
Oh.
There's
I like it.
But I forgot that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the gold dreams do come true. Yeah, I've got some pictures of some gold that I found on my claims out in Arizona. Yeah, it's just it's all being in nature and enjoying life. That's it.
Yes.
Chasing everything you can.
It is. Oh. Well, thank you, guys. Yes, I will continue to be patient and pray for Robert then.
Thanks. Good idea. All right, Tina. Lots of love your way, and it's a real blessing to hear your voice and your giggle. I've missed you.
Yes, yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Blessings. Bye.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. How awesome. I love it when we get – now, I've known Tina a long time. She's been a a buddy and a listener and a caller, and she's just a real dear woman, Joe, and I'm really glad that you got a chance to speak with her.
She seems like it. She seems like a real treat.
Oh, she's a doll baby. Yeah, good girl. And, you know, all of our listeners, I have to say, are just wonderful folks, and the listeners here at Greater Good Ministries Radio, we are so blessed with so many different types of programs that we have here on the radio. In fact, I see that Tina Marie is Psychic Radio Network is in the chat room with us. Love me some Tina Marie. In fact, Tina Marie is going to be my guest next week on the Metaphysical Edge. So for all of our listeners, yeah, we've got Tina, Psychic Tina Marie. She will be our guest next week, Joe. Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Oh, yeah. When you come to Florida, we have to hustle over to Pensacola, pick up Tina and hang. You want to hang out with her. She's cool.
That sounds great. I can say,
yeah.
Party time.
We're gonna keep you real busy when you come down to visit your fan club. Guaranteed.
Oh, I'll bet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking.
Is.
Yeah. It's looking good. Absolutely. And I'd like to thank you for joining us today, Joe. That was real sweet of you to give us some of your time. And you did take a few calls with me, which I think is awesome.
Well, I'm glad you invited me. This is fun. This is very enjoyable. Sometimes I shouldn't say things I might, but this is great.
Well, you know, you're very intuitive, and you're also very you pick up on people's energy. You're so attuned to the crystals that the crystals sing through you. So when you have something to say, it's like the Holy Grail.
I don't know about that now.
Like the Holy Grail. So, it's good to be able to share the love that we have in our heart with the folks that tune in. And I think that our listeners really look for that. And we definitely have a lot of love to share with everyone that listens in all of our shows. Tina Marie is, she has the Psychic Tina Marie show, and her show comes in on Tuesday evenings. Amanda Dowell has been on the air for about 5 years and with Messages of Light, and that's on Mondays at 11 in the morning. Maggie Holbrook is back. Maggie has crystal clear coaching, Joe.
Okay.
She's in Fox, too.
She's part of
and
the tribe.
She's part of the soul tribe, absolutely. And Fridays, we have Brenda Frazier. And Brenda is a doll. She's had Alive to Thrive on the air for a few years. She always has interesting guests and trending topics. And lovely, lovely lady. And Lydia has Lydia's Literary Lowdown. So anyone who's interested in reading and books and authorship, get published, you want to tune in to Lydia when she's on her program. That sounds pretty good, huh?
Yes, it does. I'll have to be listening to her because she might be able to help me out sometime here pretty soon.
Oh, absolutely. If you're going to be looking to publish, yeah. Mostly with all the research that you've been doing. Tell us a little about the caves. We've got a few minutes. Do you mind telling us about the cave network that you've been researching?
Okay, well, I can talk about the caves. Can't really talk about what we're going to be doing with them.
Right,
but,
that's okay.
We won't ask that. The caves here are awesome. It's unreal. I mean, I've been to some caves. It's been a long time ago. And then I had the opportunity, people told me that I need to go explore some more. So I've been going out and exploring more caves. And I had the opportunity to go in a cavern last week. And this cavern, you go in and you're unsupervised. They give you a cave and helmet and light and stuff when you go in. And they say just have a great time. Well, most all the other ones you have to go on a tour, with a tour guide.
Right.
Well, this one, they turn you loose and they say, have fun. And,
is that with River?
It's the most awesome experience, you know, to be able to go in there and walk around, you know, and take your time to really appreciate everything, you know, rather than like, let's go. You know, I mean, you can sit there and stop and sit and look and, you know, and study everything. It's you know, the stalactites, the stalagmites, and other, you know, other minerals that have washed down through the earth, you know, create like waves of like cloth hanging up. It's just so amazing in there, you know. The power, you know, Mother Earth has opened up and let you in. It's unbelievable. I just don't know how to explain, you know, the exact feeling there is there, but it's just unbelievable.
That is so awesome. I've been into some of the caverns. Now, we have the caverns here in Florida up in Mariana. That's really awesome. It's small, but it tells you that there are a lot of cave systems up in northern Florida, something you wouldn't imagine that you'd have here. Now, in Arkansas, where you've got mountains and you've got a lot of, how would you say, maybe, you know, plate movement maybe of the earth, where you have that, where at, in time it has caused the cave systems. But even out west, where they have so many of the cave systems, I can't help but wonder in some way that they're all connected and that you could really travel, you know, underground.
Well, you know, it all goes back to the people of Atlantis, because, you know, they were actually cave dwellers too, because, I mean, they had a network set up, you know, under earth where they could travel around. And really, there are a lot more other underground people, the Agarthas, well, Lemurians.
Yep.
I mean, I could keep on. There's a lot more. And they had a network of tunnels, you know, going all under the earth right now. And they're finding things right now that they thought they never would find now. The government, you know, like with their tests and stuff, they're seeing things underground that they just can't explain. So it's, you know, there's a lot to be explored. And, you know, I believe there was the land of Atlantis, because there's just too much there that you can study and relate to. And then the other things that I've found, and, well, that'll be one of the next things I go looking for. That's on my bucket list.
Let me know if you want. Ready for
that's awesome. That's something that I will be trying to find, and I will be trying to find the fire crystals that they have spread around the world that they used to transfer power from, you know, back to them, you know, because they had power all the time, because they had fire crystals wherever the sun was when it was up, no matter where. So that's what I'm looking to find, because I want to learn from the best the power of the crystal, because they were able to harness the power better, you know. They could transport themselves in time. There's so much that you can do. Crystal is just the most amazing thing.
I agree with you, my friend. I agree with you, my friend. Crystals are really important, and the more we get to know them and the more we get to utilize them, the more we'll find them as helpful in our lives, and how we can fit crystals into our everyday existence. And they like it. They like it. Yeah.
They want to share. They want to love. They, you know, that's what they want. They want to find their owner, you know. I mean, each crystal out there, you know, whenever the right person comes along, they're going to send them a message like, pick me up, I belong to you. I mean, they'll call you when it's your, you know.
When they want you.
Yep, absolutely. When I go in rock shops, I sort of go crazy. It's like, you know, because everybody wants to go home with me.
I believe it. I think it's great. Hey, and we're about out of time. Boy, where'd the hour go? I don't know.
Time for having fun.
It does, and I'd like to thank all of our callers today, and I'd like to thank you, Joe, for joining us today and sharing your knowledge of these wonderful creatures. The quartz crystals from Arkansas, definitely an Atlantean resource. And with that, I'll say bye to everyone, and God bless you, and please come back next week, Psychic Tina Marie. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, listeners.
Thank you. See you later, okay. B. Have a good one.
You too, dear. Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.